verses 14 to 22.
我哋今日嘅读经系路加福音四章十四至二十二节。
We'll read responsively.
我哋会互相读，一齐读，启应咁样诵读。
We'll read English first.
我哋用英文先。
Okay, Luke chapter 4, verses 4, verse 14. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he stood up to read. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has atoned me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed.
To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. 今日读经的经文是在路加福音第四章十四到廿二节。我哋揾到唔使揾。我哋用启应方式读，台神先读。耶稣带着圣灵的能力回到加利利，他的名声传遍了周围各地。耶稣来到拿撒勒，自己长大的地方，照着习惯在安息日进入会堂，站起来要读经。主的灵在我身上，因为他高我去传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我去宣告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，受压制的得自由。他把书卷卷好，交还侍役，就坐下。会堂里众人都注视他。我哋一齐读第二十二节。众人称赞他，稀奇他口中所出的恩言，并且说：这不是约瑟的儿子吗？
短宣队在亚利桑那州有昨晚就回到来了。
I wish I could tell you that everything we have ever done is a success.
我很希望跟大家说，每一样我们所做的都是大有成就。
Of course, there are many encouraging news to report.
当然有很多是令人鼓舞的消息可以跟大家分享。
We also have some disappointments.
但其实当中我们都有失望的地方。
Because some of the people that we minister to in years past, they have relapsed to their old habits or failures.
因为在过去几年我们曾经服侍过一些家庭或者人里面，他们现在就倒退回以前的日子。
But success or failures?
有成功有失败。
Encouragement or discouragement?
鼓舞人的也有是令人灰心的。
Christ is still the hope of the nations.
基督仍然是这个国家的盼望。
That's a message I gave to the church in Chinle last week.
就是这个我给Chinle 教会上个礼拜嘅主日信息。
And I'm bringing the same message to our church.
咁我亦都系用同样嘅信息俾大家。
Because we think we are so wealthy, but in fact we are the one who need even more Christ Jesus as our hope.
我哋虽然觉得自己系好富足，但系我哋仍然需要。有基督是给我们的盼望。
I trust that you have your Bible open to the fourth chapter of Luke.
那大家打开路加福音。
This is the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry.
那这里呢是讲到耶稣他事工的开始。
He had been baptized.
他刚刚是被施浸。
And he had overcome the temptation that he faced.
胜过魔鬼的试探。
And he passed with flying colors. He was so powerfully overcoming Satan's temptation.
在记载那里他是怎样胜过大大胜过魔鬼对他的试探。
And now in 14 we read that he had just returned north of Galilee.
第14节讲到他回到加利利的地方。
He went back to his hometown Nazareth where he grew up.
回到他自己成长的地方拿撒勒。
And it was on the Sabbath day that we see Jesus in the synagogue in Nazareth.
咁咧，我哋見到喺安息日，耶穌就去到會堂嗰度。
He went up to the pulpit, and all eyes were on him.
咁咧，上到講台，咁咧就每個人都注視佢。
And people were nudging each other and whispering to one another.
咁每個人都喺度交頭接耳咁樣講啊。
Isn't that the son of Joseph the carpenter?
呢個咪係即係豆木佬約瑟個仔。
What is he gonna do? What is he gonna say?
佢做咩？佢讲咩咧？佢会。
And Jesus looked into the faces of the congregation.
咁佢就望耶稣就望住每一个嘅人。
And Jesus saw the despair. Jesus saw the longing. Jesus saw the sorrow and pain.
佢见到嘅人会众里边，佢哋眼里边所流露出嘅绝望，佢哋嘅失望，佢嘅痛苦。
And Jesus thought about his mission.
佢谂到自己嘅使命。
And then he took the book of Isaiah.
咁佢就攞起以赛亚书。
He opened it to chapter 61 of Isaiah.
打开到以赛亚书第61章。
And he began to read.
咁就开始读。
The Spirit of the Lord is on me.
主的灵在我身上。
Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.
因为他高我去传福音给贫穷的人。
He has sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners.
差遣我去宣告被掳的得释放。
To recover the sight of the blind.
瞎眼的得看见。
To release the oppressed.
受压制的得自由。
And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
宣告主悦纳人的禧年。
And he rolled up the scroll.
跟住又将本书卷埋。
And he gave it back to the ushers.
咁就俾翻嗰个嘅司事。
And all eyes were on him.
所有人都望住佢。
And then Jesus said, "Today, the scripture is fulfilled in me."
咁啊，啲人都望住好奇怪嘅时候，耶稣就讲话：今日呢段经文已经应验咗。
In other words, Jesus is saying, "This long-awaited Messiah that Isaiah has been speaking of is here."
咁咧，即系话呢度以赛亚书所讲呢个尼赛亚已经喺度啦。
And it is I.
系我。
I am the hope of the world.
我就是这个世界的盼望。
You know, the world that Jesus entered was a very tired and sin-sick, sinful world.
咁咧，当耶稣嚟到呢个世界时候，呢个世界嗰啲人已经系非常之疲倦，亦都系恶满贯盈。
A tired and sin-sick world in desperate need of hope and life and cleansing.
系好需要神嘅洁净，好需要呢个道嘅来临。
And standing in that pulpit in Nazareth was the hope of the world.
咁咧，依個喺拿撒勒講台上咧，就係依個世界嘅盼望。
And the world that we live in today is just as tired and sinful.
同樣，我哋今日所活在依個世界，同當時亦都係一個好疲倦嘅時代。
And Jesus is still the hope of our world.
耶穌仍然係我哋今日依個時代嘅盼望。
Not only in the resurrection.
唔單止係因為有復活啊。
Even more so in our world.
亦都喺對於我哋今日嘅世代嚟講。
Now, what made Jesus the hope of the world?
点解对今日世代嚟讲，呢个系我哋呢个耶稣系呢个盼望咧？
Well, these few verses give us five reasons.
我哋而家可以谂到有五个原因。
First of all, verse 18 tells us that the Lord Jesus was anointed to preach good news to the poor.
嗱喺呢度经文里边讲第十八节，因为主嘅灵系已经高立咗佢。
Now, what good news that Jesus has for the poor?
咁啊，去传呢个福音，咁有咩福音俾啲贫穷嘅人咧
？How could Jesus be the hope of the poor？
点解耶稣会系贫穷人嘅盼望
？Did Jesus ever promise prosperity in material things？
系咪佢应许过穷嘅人佢会有财富有好多钱咧
？Jesus never promised that。
耶稣冇咁样应承过人。
He himself was very poor。
佢自己本身都好穷。
A few chapters after this, in chapter 9。
咁啊，幾章之後第九章啦。
Jesus said, "Foxes have holes."
他就話狐狸有洞。
And birds in the air have their nests.
飛鳥有窩。
But the Son of Man does not even have a place to rest his head.
但係人子連瞓覺枕頭地方都冇。
I told the children, I told the missionaries, I say, even us in these difficult circumstances, we live on floor, hard floor of the church.
咁啊，去短宣嘅時同啲細路講話，雖然。青少年講，雖然我哋即係依家生活好好吃少少苦，要瞓喺地板度。
At least we had a soft pillow under our head。
咁起碼我哋枕頭地方都係軟㗎啦。
But not Jesus。
但係耶穌就唔係。
The good news that Jesus preached to the poor was not a promise of wealth。
所以耶穌俾窮人佢應許唔係財富。
Wealth and riches are never the best gift that God can give to the poor。
財富唔係神可以俾人最好嘅禮物。
Many wealthiest people in the world are the most miserable people in the world.
世上好多最有錢的人，他們其實都很失望，很絕望。
The worst poverty is not the lack of material things.
貧窮最差最差的貧窮不是物質上的缺乏。
The worst poverty a person can suffer is the lack of self-worth.
他一個人最大的貧窮就是他沒有自己的價值。
The lack of assurance that he is loved.
冇一個確據係自己係被接納被愛。
Lack of assurance that they are valuable。
佢哋係有價值嘅。
Lack of assurance that their lives matter。
冇人同佢講話愛其實係最重要。
Lack of assurance that they are special。
冇人同佢講話佢哋係獨一無二係尊貴嘅。
Those are some of the worst of poverty。
呢啲就係最窮嘅貧窮。
And as we walked through the town last week。
我哋喺上個禮拜所經過嘅地方
，the poverty was not the lack of things。
佢哋即係貧窮，唔係只係物質上缺乏。
They drive better cars than we do。
甚至有啲人可能揸嘅車比我哋仲好添。
But the poverty we see was exactly this kind of the worst of poverty。
但係佢哋所經歷嘅貧乏係最貧乏嘅一種。
The lack of self-worth。
冇一個自我嘅價值。
And the lack of assurance that they are loved, that their lives matter.
冇人同佢講話，愛佢有人係愛佢哋嘅。
The lack of assurance that they are valuable, that they are special.
冇人同佢講話佢哋係尊貴獨一無二嘅。
And again, let us never ever be condescending.
我哋唔好係去睇低呢啲其他嘅人。
For we are just as poor as they were.
因為我哋亦都係好似佢哋咁樣咁貧窮。
In many ways, they are wealthier and richer than we are.
有好多人佢哋喺其他方面比我哋更加富足。
They are so open, they are so honest with their failures.
佢哋為到自己嘅失敗，為到自己嘅處境，好誠實嘅去面對。
They are humble.
佢哋係謙卑嘅。
They are rich in humility.
他們的謙虛，他們的謙卑是比我們更加富足。
And our problems may have different symptoms.
我們的問題可能在其他方面表達出來。
But we are just as problematic as they are.
其實我們跟他們一樣有這麼多問題。
We just hide it a lot better.
我們只是隱藏得好而已。
We just don't open ourselves, we are just not honest.
我們很多時候是遮遮掩掩，沒有很誠實地去面對。
We are so rich in things that we can see.
我们在我们所眼见得到的地方，我们可以说自己富足。
But we are so poor in humility.
但是其实我们的谦卑，我们是非常缺乏。
There's nothing new under the sun.
日光之下无新事。
Right, when Jesus came into the world,
当耶稣来到这个世界的时候，
and he found people in his time, in his culture, living under the same kind of poverty.
他所见到的，所眼见的人，和我们今天所经历的贫穷其实是一样。
There were so many self-righteous.
在当时有很多自以为意的人。
They see themselves wealthy and rich in righteousness.
他们见到自己比其他人更加有意，更加富有。
But they fail to see how poor they were in humility.
但其实同一班的人，他们都在谦卑里面是多么缺乏。
And Jesus looked into the masses with compassion.
他用一个怜悯的眼光望住一大班的人。
And Jesus gave them the good news that really counts.
他给到这个福音是一个真实的福音。
Jesus preached to the poor, repent for the kingdom of God is near.
他跟民众说悔改因为天国近了。
It's right in front of your eyes, in front of your face. Just reach out and you can grab it, you can receive it.
天国就在你们眼前，你伸手就去拿到了。
And Jesus gave them the good news.
耶稣就给他们这个福音。
That whatever lot your life may fall into,
無論你生命裏面所經歷的境況是怎樣，
You can still be elevated to become children of God.
你仍然可以被提升到成為神的兒女。
No matter how miserable your life conditions may be,
無論你現在生活的情況是多麼絕望，
You can enter the kingdom of God where God's justice reigns.
你仍然可以进入到神的国里面，因为那里有神的公义。
And Jesus gave them hope by showing that their lives matter.
耶稣给到他们有一个确据，就是他们的生命是紧要的。
Jesus cared for them.
耶稣本身他自己会是关顾他们。
Not only physically.
不单只是身体上。
Jesus showed by his life that he cares about their hurt and pain.
耶稣是关心到他们生命里面所经历的痛苦。
Jesus preached the good news to them by his own sacrifice.
耶稣用他的身体，用他的牺牲来传这个福音。
That each and every human being is so valuable that God would go through such effort.
告诉人知他们的生命是多么重要，重要到一个地步，神是一个用一个这么极端的方法。
In order to seek, in order to find, in order to bring you back to God.
用一个这么极端的方法是去找你，是去将你救赎回来。
Jesus preached the good news to the poor with his action.
耶稣用他的身体力行去传这个福音。
That no matter how despicable their lives may be,
无论他们的生命是多么为人所不齿。
No matter how miserable a failure they were,
无论是多么的失败。
That's exactly the kind of people that God is looking for.
这班就是神所要找的人。
To salvage, to restore,
去重建，去救赎。
To say to them, I love you.
告诉他们，我是爱你们。
Because your life is worth so much.
因为你的生命是值得我这么做。
Because I want you back to my arms.
我想你回到我身边。
That is why the first thing Jesus preached that is recorded in the Bible.
所以在福音书里面，这个就是所记载福音的开始。
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
讲到灵里贫穷的人是有福了，
虚心的
人有
福了。For the kingdom belongs to them.
因为神的国是属于他们的。
All through our lives,
在他们的一生里面，
God will make arrangement for us to come across the cross path with very poor people.
咁喺我哋生命里面，神会安排唔同嘅人，唔同嘅贫穷嘅人喺我哋生命中出现过。
Not poor people with material things.
唔系佢哋呢班人缺乏啲乜嘢。
But poor people within.
系心里面系。
Christ is still the hope of the world.
基督仍然是这个世界的盼望。
Second reason, because he was sent to bring recovery of sight to the blind.
第二个我们看到的是瞎眼的得看见。
See, in many occasions, that was literally true.
那很多情况下，是好像文字上说，就是好像字面所说。
John the Baptist was in prison.
施洗约翰是被关在监牢里面。
He was so depressed, he was so downhearted.
他是非常之灰心丧志。
So he sent a messenger to Jesus and asked,
那就差一个他学生去见耶稣。
Are you the Christ?
你是不是就是基督?
Are you the Messiah?
你是不是就是弥赛亚?
Or do we have to look for another?
我们是不是还要等另一个?
It was a very long ago that John the Baptist had testified.
但其实没几久之前，施洗约翰他自己亲口这样讲的。
Jesus came to him not long ago.
因为那时候没几久之前，耶稣去到他约旦河的地方。
And then John the Baptist pointed him and said, Look, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
他说看啊，神的羔羊是除掉世人的罪孽。
That wasn't very long ago.
这个不是很久之前所发生的事。
But now, in a very vulnerable moment,
在施洗约翰最软弱的时候，
His sight was blurred.
他所眼睛是开始看不到
了。 His faith wavered.
他的信心开始动摇。
He wasn't so sure if Jesus was the Messiah.
他不是再那么肯定耶稣是不是这个弥赛亚。
So he sent his disciples a messenger to ask Jesus, Are you the one?
差遣他一个学生门徒是去问耶稣，你究竟是不是弥赛亚？
Remember how Jesus answered?
耶稣怎样答呢？
Jesus said, Go and tell John.What you see and hear,
你所见所听的，
the blind can see,
瞎眼得看见，
the lame can walk,
瘸腿的得能够行路，
the lepers are cleansed,
患麻风的得洁净，
the dead are raised up,
死人复活，
and the poor had the good news preached to them, go and tell John what you see and hear.
贫穷的人得福音，你将这些事所见到的就告诉施洗约翰。
Jesus did so many miracles of healing.
耶稣行过很多个医治的神迹。
Jesus gave the poor and the sick the hope that God is still a healing God.
告诉一些贫穷的病痛的，告诉他们神仍然在这里医治关顾他们。
And God's still a caring God.
神仍然是一个关心关爱你的神。
But the blindness that Jesus healed is not only our eyes on our face.
耶稣所医的瞎眼的不是只是我们信心或者信心的眼那里所的瞎眼。
The blindness that Jesus healed is our spiritual eye, spiritual eyesight.
是也是我们属灵里面的瞎眼。
See the eyes on our faces, if Jesus healed, can still only see physical things.
他医治我们肉体上的瞎眼，我们仍然可以是即是看到这个世上的东
西。But the sight that Jesus restored.
但是耶稣所重建的视力
our spiritual sight that allow men to see beyond the physical world.
是我们属灵里面的，给到我们可以见到这个世界背后的东西。
The eyesight that Jesus restored is a spiritual sight that see the greatness of God. What a great God we have.
是给我们见到一个属灵的眼，给我们属灵眼见到神是一个几伟大的神。
Allow us to see the grace and mercy of God.
俾我哋见得到神嘅恩典。
Allow us to see the holiness and judgment of God.
俾我哋见到神嘅公义佢嘅圣洁。
Allow us to see the salvation of God.
俾我哋见得到神嘅拯救。
Allow an old man like Nicodemus.
俾一个好似老道好似尼哥底母呢个嘅教师。
To understand how we can be born again even when we are old.
点样得为之重生？虽然已经系年纪咁大。
Jesus is still the hope of the nations.
耶稣仍然系呢个世。萬國的盼望。
And even more so in our community.
亦都是我們這個地方的盼望。
The third reason.
第三個原因。
He was sent to proclaim freedom to prisoners.
受壓制的得自由。
Now what does that,
被掳的得釋放。
Now what does that mean? He proclaimed freedom. I'm watering.
No, okay.
To freedom to prisoners.
被掳的得釋放是什麼意思呢?
Was Jesus a revolutionary?
他是不是一個革命家?
Did he overthrow government?
是不是搞革命的呢?
Did he liberate political prisoners?
是釋放政治犯的呢?
Not a single one.
一個都沒有。
Because Jesus said, My kingdom is not of this world.
因為他說這個我的國不是在這個世上。
The prisoners that people, that Jesus free.
被掳的囚犯是指什麼呢?
Was not locked behind concrete walls.
不是一些四面牆監獄裡面。
Not locked behind steel bars or razor sharp wires.
不是在鋼絲網或者是監牢裡面的。
The prison that Jesus freed us from.
耶穌從一個怎樣的監牢釋放我們呢?
It's the prison of our sins.
是我們罪的核制。
And our consequences of our sins.
是我們罪的後果這個監牢。
Jesus was very interested in healing, bringing healing to the physical body.
当然耶稣在世上是会医治他们身体上的软弱。
But above all, it is the soul of man that Jesus healed.
但是最重要的耶稣是医治人的灵魂。
He was far more interested in our eternal destiny.
他对我们的永恒的终站是更有兴趣。
Because he knew that this physical body would last only a few years.
因为他知道我们的身体只是在世上这几十年。
But our soul lives on for all eternity.
但他知道我们的灵魂是长存。
Jesus came to set us free from our prisoner of sin, prison of sin.
他来到这个世上是从罪的监牢里面释放我们。
Because he showed us a way to forgiveness.
他告诉我们知道怎样是得。
And he himself is the way to salvation and forgiveness. Now, how can a man so hopelessly imprisoned by sin?
一个人在罪的囚里面有几绝望呢?
So marred by years of sinful habits.
是怎样被到他罪的恶习所核制住?
How can such a man restore relationship with God?
一个这样的人他怎样重建和神的关系
How can a man so lost be saved?
他究竟有迷失到的地步怎样才能够得救呢
Jesus said come to me
耶稣就说来到我身边
Jesus said follow me
跟随我
Jesus said trust in me
信靠我
Jesus said submit to me
学信服于我神
For I am the way, the truth, and the life.
因为我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father but by me.
无人能够到父面前，除非藉着我。
That's why Jesus is the hope of the world.
所以耶稣是一个万国的盼望。
He set us free from the prison of our sins.
他从我们罪的监牢里面释放我们。
And then there's a fourth reason.
第四个理由。
Jesus is the hope of anyone who is in debt.
受压制的得自由。
Because he is sent to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
因为他是宣告主悦纳人的禧年。
Now what is this business about the years of the Lord's favor?
这个禧年悦纳人的禧年是什么回事呢？
We have to go back to the 25th chapter of Leviticus.
那是回到利未记第25章。
You will read in verse 10. I'll read it to you. Proclaim, consecrate. Consecrate the 50th year. 当五十年，当为圣洁的五年。第一个年。
咁喺利未记第二十五章第十节嗰个讲到话，七年之后七年第五十年咧，就要系宣布为禧年。
Proclaim liberty throughout the land.
喺全地宣告自由。
And to all its inhabitants.
及呢个地所有住嘅人听啊，系话俾所有人。
Consecrate the 50th year.
将这个第五十年是宣布为圣。
And proclaim liberty throughout the land.
是宣告全地的自由。
And to all its inhabitants.
全地的人。
Does that sound familiar?
是不是很即是听过很多次呢？
I hope it sounds familiar to every American.
希望是即是对于每个美国人都是一个耳熟能详的一件事。
What is the most sacred symbol of us Americans?
我哋喺作为美国人，我哋最感到引以为傲、最珍重嘅系咩咧？
The Liberty Bell.
因为呢个系一个
The cracked bell, the broken bell.
废城嗰个嘅 Liberty Bell.
That line is etched on top around the Liberty Bell.
呢一句经文就是在那个 Liberty Bell 上面是刻着了，刻上上去的。
You ever get a chance to go to Philadelphia?
如果大家去费城的话，
You got to look for that line, that verse.
你看看这上刻着的经文，
It's not difficult to find.
是很容易看到的。
It is right on top around the bell. It says proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants.
是上面刻着说是向这个全地所有经文说所得的自由。
It comes straight from Leviticus 25 verse 10.
就是直接在利未记25章第10节那里来的。
Every 50th year is known as a year of Jubilee.
每50年就是宣告为禧年。
That is what God said to Moses.
那是上帝向摩西要他这样宣告。
According to the law that God gave to Moses.
那根据上帝给的律例，
Every 50th year, your house is mortgaged, your land is mortgaged, will be redeemed and returned to you.
如果你是用你的房屋是抵押了，是没人借了钱，那个你是可以赎回一间屋，你的地。
And in that year, all debts are cancelled.
所有的债务都会是取消。
Why would God do that?
为什么上帝会这样做呢？
Because God said there should be no poor among my people.
因为上帝不想他的子民是有穷人。
It was God's grace, it was God's mercy toward his people.
这个是神给他的子民的恩典。
All debts are cancelled.
所有债务都是取消。
Jesus said, I am sent to proclaim, right now, this is the year of the Lord's favor. This is the year of Jubilee.
所以耶稣就是在会堂那里说，今年现在开始就是上帝悦纳人的禧年。
All debts are cancelled.
所有债务都是清除。
Anyone here who is carrying a debt?
大家有冇系仍然系孭紧债务嘅咧？
Who doesn't carry debts？
边个系冇孭住一屁股债
？Right? Aren't debts awful？ You may not be paying it. Your father is paying it for you.
你未必系付紧还紧债务，即系可能你阿爸系啊嘛。
How could Jesus be the hope of the world？
咁啊？耶稣为什么会有给到这些人有盼望呢？
What debts are being cancelled?
取消了什么债务？
Not student loan, not your mortgage, not your credit card, not your car loans.
不是你的车啊、信用卡啊、你的楼契啊，那些债务不是这些啊。
Those are awful, awful.
虽然这些都是真的很麻烦。
But those are not the worst of debts.
但这些不是最攞命嘅债啊！
The worst of debts is the debt of sin that we owe that we can never pay.
最攞命嘅债系我哋罪债，因为我哋冇办法偿还。
And God said it is cancelled.
神就同佢讲话取消咗啦呢啲。
Because Jesus paid it all.
因为耶稣已经全部为你付清。
On the cross.
喺十架上为你付清。
And the benefit is ours to enjoy.
咁我哋就系得到呢啲嘅好处。
Just don't go back into indebtedness, okay?
咁你就唔好翻转头又去欠一呢啲嘅债啦。
John 8。
约翰福音第八章。
The Jews drag a woman to Jesus because she was caught in the act of adultery。
咁咧，犹太人就将一个行淫被捉嘅女人就带到耶稣面前。
The Jews were ready to stone her to death。
咁啲犹太嘅长老就已经差唔多要钉死，用石头钉死。
The Jews had every legal right to do that。
法律上佢哋完全可以咁样做。
You remember what Jesus did？
耶稣做咩啊
？Jesus said to them, "Anyone who is without sin, you may cast the first stone."
佢就话：你哋当中边一个冇犯罪嘅，你哋就可以攞第一嚿石头钉。
No, those Pharisees were so self-righteous。
你知啦，即系法利赛人系一班系非常之自以为意。
But still, one by one, they left。
但系佢哋仍然一个一个咁样离开。
Because none of them dare to say, "I am sinless."
因为佢哋自己都知道佢哋都系有罪啊。
So Jesus turned to that adulterous woman。
咁跟住就同嗰、那个即系啲人走咗之后，就耶稣就问嗰、那个淫妇。
And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you."
咁我亦都唔去定你嘅罪。
Go and sin no more.
你又唔好再犯罪啦。
Your sins are forgiven.
你嘅罪债已经系被原谅。
Yes, hallelujah. Our debts are cancelled.
赞美主，因为我哋嘅罪债系已经取消咗。
But don't go back.You hear that? Don't go back.
唔好再翻转头啦。
Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more.
所以亦都系同嗰个女人讲话，你就唔好再犯罪。
What was Jesus doing?
耶稣做咩啊
？Jesus was proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor.
耶稣系宣告上帝悦纳人。
Your sins are forgiven.
你嘅罪得赦免。
The debt that you owe to God is cancelled.
你向上帝所欠的罪债已经取消了。
That's why Jesus Christ is the hope of the world.
所以耶稣是万国的盼望。
Fifth reason.
第五个原因。
He was sent to release the oppressed.
他是使到受压制的得自由。
Now what do you mean by release the oppressed?
受压制的怎样放他们呢
?Was Jesus a liberal lawyer, like an ACLU lawyer?
那他是不是一个民事的律师呢
Did he represent those oppressed Jews before Caesar?
咁系咪佢代表啲犹太人喺凯撒王面前系去辩护咧
？Of course not.
当然唔系啦。
What did Jesus bring? What relief did Jesus bring?
耶稣带嚟嘅释放系乜嘢
？What oppression did he overcome?
佢战胜咗咩嘅压制
？Jesus overcome the oppression of death.
佢系胜过咗死亡嘅辖制。
That's the ultimate oppression that each and every one of us are under.
因为我哋每一个人都系受死亡嘅压制。
Jesus is the hope of the world because he bring us the hope of the resurrection.
因为佢嚟到呢个世界系带嚟咗复活，所以系带嚟咗盼望。
Long ago, an old man asked.
好耐之前有个老人家咁讲。
A most profound question.
一个好
好深嘅，好
深嘅问题。
If a man dies, shall he live again?
如果一个人死咗，佢会唔会再生咧
？Job asked that in Job chapter 14。
约伯喺第十四章咁样讲。
And Jesus answered that in John chapter 11。
约翰福音第十一章，耶稣咁样答。
I am the resurrection and the life。
我就是复活，我就
复活在我，生命也在我。Then yeah, he who believes in me shall live, even if he dies。
信我的人也必活着，纵然他死了。
And Jesus promised his disciples in John 14。
所以耶稣就同门徒咁样喺第十四章，约翰福音第十四章咁样咁讲。
Because I live，
因为我活着。
You also shall live，
你都亦会活着。
Before Jesus came，
耶稣喺嚟世上之前
，there was no light beyond the grave。
喺坟墓之后系再没有生命。
It was dark and mysterious，
系一个黑暗嘅世界。
And then Jesus came。
耶稣来了之后
and he showed us and told us
告诉我们用行动给我们看
beyond the grave is a place of great glory that is in the presence of God
在坟墓之后其实是神同在的一个世界
see as we walk through our life in years to come as we walk through life
我们经过生命的每日很多的不同的时代
we will see the burden of life is truly heavy
我们的生命的重担没是都幾壓得我們厲害
and death will overcome us all
最後死亡是會勝過我們的
and the grave will hold our remains for a little while
那這個墳墓是會將我們的身體囚禁一段的時間
but Jesus is still our hope
耶穌仍然有我們的盼望
our hope in life
我們生命在世的盼望
our hope in death
我们死亡时候的盼望
and our hope in the beyond.
但也都是死亡之后永生的盼望
Not only is Christ the hope of the Navajo nations.
不单止耶稣是这个 Navajo 的人的盼望
Even more so, he is the hope of our community.
也都是我们的盼望
How did Jesus do it?
耶稣为什么会这样做呢
How did Jesus do what he did?
他怎样做这些一切的事
How could he preach with such power?
为什么他能够用这么大的权能去传这个福音
How could he endure such oppositions?
他怎样去对抗这么大的反对力量
How could he love so perfectly?
为什么他这么完美示范到一个这么完美的爱
Some time ago there was a big conference.
有很久之前有一个很大的一个的会议
A preacher said to all the people, about 1200 of them.
有一个布道家有一个牧师就跟1200人讲道
And the preacher said, I want you to be very frank with me.
你好好老实咁样同我讲一件回答我呢个问题。
Give me all the objections you have against Christianity.
你列晒所有你反对基督教嘅理由出嚟。
So 1200 people went to work.
咁啊，千二人就开始做呢啲嘅研究啦。
And then they come up with a long list of gripes.
咁咧就写咗好多嘅原因，话点解反对基督教
？Church members live inconsistent lives.
咁啊，话到譬如话即系基督徒过一个表里不一的生活
They do not live up to their faith
他们口讲的信仰没活到出来
Preachers are not what they ought to be
传道人不再是以前那一种的传道人
Yeah, they are not faithful to their calling
他们对的使命不再忠心
There are so many hypocrites in the church
在教会里面有很多的伪君子
And the list go on and on and on
那列出来很多很多是即是很多很多
Then the preacher answered
咁啊，嗰个牧师就答啦。
Everything you have listed is true。
你哋所列嘅每一样嘢都系啱嘅。
But I notice one thing。
但系我留意到一样嘢。
Not one of you can say one word against Christ Jesus。
但系你哋冇人讲到一句话系反对耶稣基督本身。
啊，冇能够讲一句话唱衰耶稣，讲佢唔好啊，系咪 ？The unbelieving will simply could not find anything wrong with Christ。
因为就算在不信的世界里面都找不到一个是找不到耶稣身上有什么错处
That was what Pilate said about Christ
这个也是本丢比拉多罗马总督他所说的
Pilate said I find no fault in him
我找不到他身上有什么罪
Everything about Jesus is simply marvelous
他身上所做的一切事都是奇妙
Wait, The way he lived
他怎样 过活
And the work that he did
他所做的每一件事
Right, The words he taught How did he do it?
他怎样做?
This is our Christian life. This is the Christian life.
这个就是我们基督徒的生命。
How do we imitate how Christ lived and what Christ did?
我们怎样是去学校耶稣基督呢?
Jesus did all that. Loving the poor, preaching is not simply out of his good intention.
耶稣去爱这些贫穷的人去救他们不是因为他们心里面爱他们
You and I cannot live the Christian life simply because I'm trying
我们不可以好像耶稣那样我们不可以只是说我试啊试啊这样做不可以做到出来
Simply you cannot because my good will good intention I want to
就算你心里面说我想这样做想这样做但是都不一定做到出来
Look at verse 14
第十四节
How did Jesus return to Galilee?
他怎样去回到加利利呢?
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
是因为有圣灵在带着圣灵的能力。
That is how Jesus can be what he was.
这样就因为这样所以耶稣就做到他想要做的一切事。
That is how Jesus can do what he did.
所以耶稣就能够做到这些事。
In the power of the Spirit.
带着圣灵的能力。
Does not necessarily mean you speak in tongues.
不是说你要讲方言。
I'm not denying that if the power of the Spirit come on you, you speak in tongue, I don't deny that.
如果你是有圣灵能力而你讲方言我不会拒绝你。
But what good would speaking in tongue do for you in life practically?
但是你讲方言在你实际生活上有什么好处呢?
Being in the power of the Spirit does not mean that you're dancing in the aisle when we sing.
就不是说你受带有圣灵的能力的时候你崇拜的时候在这里能够随着灵来到起舞
Because what good would that do when you go back home and you face the challenges of your life?
因为你回到家的时候，你怎样面对你生活上的困难，你怎样去面对更加重要。
To learn to be and do all things in the power of the Spirit.
需要学的是对做每一件事都是带着圣灵的能力。
Means to do what is humanly impossible.
做一些是普通人所做不到的。
There are so many impossibilities that we face.
我们生见到很多是不可能的事。
In our own strength, we can never do much.
在我们的力以我们的力量，我们什么都做不到。
That is why I say, that when we come back to this community, we are far more poorer than those from where we came back, than from Arizona.
所以为什么我说回到来之后，其实我们境况是更加的贫穷呢？
Because how do you convince someone that he is poor?
你怎样去告诉那些人知你是贫乏的？
That is why so easy to do evangelism in the reservation.
所以在一些比较贫乏的地方，你跟他传福音是容易的。
You don't have to convince them that they are poor.
你不需要告诉他知你是缺乏什么。
Not only material things, but in spirit.
不单是物质上，甚至是灵性上。
We come back here, we say, we are poor. How can you convince anyone that we are poor?
你回来说，我们其实很贫乏，你怎样去讲得服人呢？
Everyone drive multiple luxury cars and great big houses and big bank accounts.
每个在这里住很多人都有大屋，有很多的靓车，他银行有很多的钱。
How do you convince someone that you are blind?
怎样告诉人知你其实是瞎眼？
That you don't see spiritual things.
你看不到属灵的事。
How do youconvince someone that you are imprisoned by your sinful pride?
你怎样告诉人知你是被你的罪恶所限制住？
How do you convince someone that you are in debt?
你怎样告诉人知你其实是有很多的债务？
All that we do are humanly impossible.
我们做这些其实在常人眼中是做不到的。
Those are only a few illustrations.
只是有几个的例子可以见得到的。
What really matters that you are responsible for and that you are not able to?
有什么是告诉你你是不能够这样做？
That's why this passage applies to us far more than it applies to Arizona.
所以我们今天见到这段的经文是对我们更加迫切。
Look into your life and I'll look into mine.
我们学习怎样是去 看入我们的生命，看入去人的生命。
What are those impossibilities that you are responsible for?
你在这些的不可能的事上，你有哪些你是可以负责？
How can we live outside of the power of the Holy Spirit?
我们怎么可能活在圣灵的能力之外？
Learn to live in the power of the Spirit.
所以我们要学习耶稣这样是带着圣灵的能力活着。
Not expressing it in worship, jumping up and down and having a great time of clapping.
不是说在崇拜里面我们怎样是手舞足蹈这样。
Bring it home.
是带到屋里面。
Let the Spirit of God work in you and through you.
让圣灵的能力是藉着你活出来。
In where it really counts.
在一些重要真正的地方。
Thank you so much, Edmund. I thank God for how richly He blessed us. We have wonderful musicians, we have wonderful interpreters. Edmund, thank you so much.
牧师其实在这里很辛苦的模样，大家多谢他。
By God's grace, learning in the power of the Spirit. Thank you, Edmund.